Monday, the 12th of August. Hello, friends. This is Scott Henin, and he's back. Mark Scoggerbo, my sidekick for the What's On Your Mind preview hour, to tell us a little bit about what's in the news and also the best job of sports reporting in the business. I missed you. I was lame.
Oh,
I was very lame.
That's funny.
And I admitted daily that the sports report would be subpar without the Twins family member, Mr. Mark Scoggerbo here. Steve Bakken will join us in a little bit, and we'll give you a preview of what's to come on What's On Your Mind. We're going to talk to Jared Brockman today, who's a local Al-Qaeda expert. He's at NDSU's Great Plains Institute, and just really knows. He's well known in the terrorist world because he likes to provoke the terrorists on blogs and whatnot. So
that sounds like a real safe kind of hobby.
Yeah, can be a little difficult, but anyway, we'll chat with him. We're also going to talk with the man who plays Teddy Roosevelt at Medora.
He's great.
He's going to be here for a whole hour. Just
and he stays in character.
We've wanted to do that for a while, just to you know, through the prism of all the issues we deal with in the day in and day out. How would he do it? I'm guessing he wouldn't fly his dog on vacation. So that's my big question for him.
He probably wouldn't take 75 rooms for his sycophants at Martha's Vineyard.
Here's what I don't understand. George W. Bush had a dog, right? They had Barney and Beasley. And you'd see him often come off the plane or even go to the plane with the dog, right?
Right.
So why wouldn't the Obamas just bring the dog? Why does the dog have to be flown in separately?
Because they're Muslim.
And what?
Because they're Muslim, and you can't have dogs on the plane with a Muslim.
What?
That's what people believe. I've seen a story on that, that this is against some sort of Muslim law. I actually saw a story on the Internet. I don't know if it's true or not. But that was what the conjecture is, that it's against some sort of Muslim dictate that they can't, you know, it's like when he said he's visited all 57 states. A lot of people believe he is a committed Muslim. Both of his parents were. Both of his fathers were Muslim.
So when he says he's Christian, you don't believe it?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, somebody needs to say, Mr. President, why would you fly a separate aircraft for your dog?
It's outrageous.
I mean, just set aside, you know, all of the, I don't know, any kind of theory behind it. How politically stupid is it? I mean, just set aside the logistics and everything else. It's just,
he feels imperial. Think of the lavish squandering. There's never been anything like this. 14 limousines to Africa? Come on. Anyway, he's the emperor. Gotta treat him right and his royal dog.
He deserves a vacation.
His whole presidency's been a golf trip and a vacation. And
I mean, but you know, look, I'm not going.
He's never had a job in his life, man.
I'm not going to play that card. Just to me, you know, when you go that over the top, dog.
Well, maybe it's
flabbergasted. I'm also flabbergasted that the chief law enforcement official of the United States would of the state of North Dakota, rather. The top U.S. law enforcement officer in North Dakota is the U.S. attorney. And the U.S. attorney spoke to the folks gathered for the gay pride parade. Now, does that seem out of whack to you? In other words, if there's injustice, I would hope the U.S. attorney's office would deal with it regardless of gender, sexuality, anything else. So I'm not suggesting that he not be, you know, diligent in his duties.
Well, he's assigned to North Dakota, isn't he?
He is.
And North Dakota is very clear. They will. I would predict that North Dakota will never pass homosexual marriage. They're just. I'd be extremely surprised. They just know it's not good for children, and they've got a lot more common sense than radical Minnesotans.
Here's the forum story. In recent years, the Red River has become more than a simple geographic divide between two states. It's also a dividing line of social issues. Going to your point, Mark. Separating two states that differ greatly on rights for gay, lesbian, and transgender residents, according to U.S. Attorney Tim Purdon, who who addressed a crowd of hundreds at the FM Pride Parade on Sunday. It's a powerful river, we all know that, but it's not a magic line in which gay Americans cross and gain rights and lose rights as they come back and forth. And it shouldn't be. We have to work together to erase those lines.
Mm.
With Minnesota legalizing same-sex marriage this year and legal wedding ceremonies for gay couples taking place just across the river in Moorhead, Purdon and the other speakers saw Sunday as an opportunity to congratulate Minnesota, but also recognize the fight for same-sex rights is not over in North Dakota.
Yes, it is.
For the last 11 days, folks on the river have had the right to marry who they love. North Dakotans don't have that civil right. That's wrong. I see. So now the Obama administration is using its chief law enforcement officer to take up this cause in North Dakota?
They're aggressive, militant, and, you know, they're committed to it. They think they don't care about the civil rights of the unborn. They don't care about the civil rights of the children who will be imposed into a horrible situation. And there's a lot of refugees. People are leaving Minnesota. This is one of the reasons. Economics is another. But it'll never happen in North Dakota. The minority, extreme minority of homosexuals that get married, that are monogamous, it's just absurd. The whole thing is absurd, but it's destructive to traditional marriage. And it's not a good idea, and it'll never be a good idea, no matter how many people say it is.
They're all God's children in my eyes, but this idea that somehow, in a militant fashion, getting in, a parade to celebrate your sexuality seems very at odds, very, very much at odds with any kind of common sense to me. I don't understand, and I also don't understand the chief law enforcement officer of the state of North Dakota, the top U.S. federal law enforcement official, seeing a need to stir this pot. I don't doubt he's directed to be there by the administration. This is sort of their agenda at work. Don't get it.
They spend an enormous amount of energy promoting their causes. You know, like I heard ads when I was driving in the radio about turn in Medicaid fraud because that's more money for the rest of us for Obamacare. Be sure you stop fraud. That'll be good for all of us.
Well, I think stopping fraud's a good idea.
Yeah, but it's such a political angle. You know, it's about how this is brought to you by the Affordable Care Act. And everywhere you look, these people are pushing their agenda with an arrogance that people like us are nuts faulty.
A good example of that, last night I saw Fox News said Brett Baer had a great special on. And it centered around the push for food stamps.
Very aggressive.
And these ads they're running in the Hispanic community saying, you know, that's not welfare. That's for you. That's for everybody. Just, you know, if you have a hard time making ends meet, this is for you.
Because Obama loves you.
And
that's the same thing as Mao Zedong, you know. We'll feed you if you become communist, otherwise we'll kill you.
Well, they didn't say that.
No. But they are killing our republic by dependency. This is really dangerous, folks, and it needs to stop. And, you know, the House is supposed to spend the money. This blatant propagandizing from the federal government should be cut out of the budget.
Very interesting.
They should be doing everything they can to rehabilitate people off of dependency and get them on their own two feet.
All right, what else do we have in the way of headlines here? The Greater North Dakota Chamber is encouraging business to become more active in leadership and strengthening higher education. It's a good cause. We need more business-like principles, I think, at higher ed, especially in sort of the governance and do some damage control, really, with the grassroots. So I think that's a good idea. Front page story in the forum today about farmers are entering a critical juncture right now. Obviously, with the late start and then a cool but dry summer, has some folks mighty worried. We're running out of moisture. There hasn't been much moisture, right? And because it's been, but moisture has you know, what moisture we did have had a little bit of a lingering effect, but I think they're getting to the bottom of the barrel now. So really, we need a mix of some hot days and some moisture so they can finish strong. You think they'll get it, Mark?
I'm nervous about it. I just drove through Kansas and Nebraska, and it's lush there, but it's been a lot hotter. And they've got a lot of rain. It was flooding in Kansas. It was amazing to see rivers over their banks. And you think of Kansas as a dry place where tornadoes take Dorothy up to the Oz, you know. But it just lush. It was surprising. Both Nebraska and Kansas look like their corn is 10 feet tall and looking pretty good in a lot of places.
All right, there's a run-through on some of the headlines. Steve Bockel will join me in a minute. We'll give you a preview of our topics of conversation on what's on your mind. And then Mark's back with sports at the bottom of the hour. Can hardly wait. Stay tuned. This is the What's on Your Mind preview.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Coming up on What's on Your Mind, Steve Bockett and I will be taking your calls, questions, and comments. We have kind of a fun little Monday plan. We've been trying to fit a day in where we could have Teddy Roosevelt come in and just take your, you know, sort of take our place as the person that is interacting with the callers on the issues that come up from day in and day out, and, you know, kind of envision today's issues through the prism of Teddy Roosevelt's wisdom. So he'll be here today on the program for about an hour. We're going to put him to work. He's joined us previously when we were out of Medora, and he was on not long ago talking about a benefit he was doing, but today's one of those days we just kind of been planning for a while to have a little fun. What are you going to ask him, Steve? What do you want to know Teddy's take on? Teddy's take.
I want to ask his take on the Second Amendment and I want to ask his take on energy. I know the energy side of things was, you could never imagine back in his day what's going on in this country now, but I want to find out if that was a legitimate concern to a presidency back then. And how would you deal with the policies today?
The guy knows Teddy Roosevelt backwards and forwards. He really does. And
well, the cool part is he knows how Teddy Roosevelt thinks and would think on issues.
Exactly right. So it should be fun. I'm guessing in Teddy's day, we'll ask him, but I'm guessing that he probably wouldn't have gone down to the Missouri State Fair and seen the rodeo clown putting a mask on resembling President Teddy Roosevelt. This has really turned into a big kind of hoopla. I'm not sure exactly why. Kansas City Star is what I'm reading from here. It says, Missouri state officials and politicians on Sunday condemned the performance of a rodeo clown who donned a mask resembling President Barack Obama during Saturday's bull riding competition. A tempest over the incident erupted after the website Show Me Progress reported a Facebook account of it. The Facebook writer said he'd taken a Taiwanese student to the rodeo Saturday night. During the bull riding segment, a rodeo clown appeared wearing an Obama mask. The announcer wanted to know if anyone would like to see Obama run down by a bull. The crowd went wild. He asked again and again, louder each time, whipping the audience into a lather. Another clown then apparently joined the performance. One of the clowns ran up, started bobbling the lips of the mask, and the people went crazy. Finally, a bull came close enough to him that he had to move, so he jumped up and ran away to the delight of the onlookers, hooting and hollering from the stands. The account quickly migrated to the liberal website Daily Kos. After hearing from reporters Sunday afternoon, fair organizers released a statement which did not contest the details reported on social media, saying, quote, the performance by one of the rodeo clowns at Saturday's event was inappropriate and disrespectful, does not reflect the opinions of or standards of the Missouri State Fair. We strive to be a family-friendly event and regret that Saturday's rodeo badly missed that mark. Saturday was the last night of a rodeo at the fair, though a separate bull riding event is on the schedule for Friday and Saturday. And meanwhile, folks on all sides of the aisle are weighing in, saying the clown's performance reflected poorly on the state. Now, obviously, some things in there are disturbing, but I'm amazed that this gets the attention that it does. It becomes a, you know, big story. Stir it up. What the, you know, it's not the first time somebody's being an idiot, right?
I wonder how much of a story it would have been if it was president on the other side of the aisle.
Exactly my point.
And, you know, I hate that term, oh, the liberal media, but it's like at a certain point, you've got to start believing some of that.
We've talked a lot about the our program about the debate over food stamps. The famous Bakken Amendment, of course, separated them out and... Politically, there remains an argument on whether that was wise or not, and holding up the farm bill. There was a special last night on Fox News called The Great Food Stamp Binge. And,
did you see the guy eating the lobster?
I didn't. I missed that.
Yeah, there was a guy that went off binging on this. It ran through what he buys with his food stamps. He's eating shrimp. And lobster.
That wasn't
the foods that, by God, I cannot afford.
That wasn't the surfer guy, was it, from California?
Yeah.
Oh, was it him? Oh, okay. I missed the lobster binge. But his whole mentality was pretty incredible.
Hey, you know what? I work within the system, blah, blah, blah.
What really ticked me off was those ads that they translated. There were Spanish ads that were, you know, a skit. There was a Florida pastor on, very angry about it. The whole premise of the ad's designed to convince, you know, reluctant immigrants to get on food stamps. That's not welfare. Come on. It's a, you know, having a tough time making ends meet. This is for you.
Oh, it's just working within the system. The system's there. Use it.
And we wonder why the cost of food stamps have exploded when we're out there doing that.
Well, like I said, you mark my words, if a farm bill doesn't get passed, What do you think the cost of food stamps is going to be when food prices go up? You know, forget about what the cost to the consumer is. The you and I that has a job and has to go buy our groceries, you know, food stamps is supposed to be a hand up, not a hand out. I'm all for a hand up, but my goodness, the abuse in the system, and that show last night just, is it probably every worst case scenario they could find? Yeah, maybe, but it's out there. And then you've got an entire federal government that balks at any reform or oversight on a program that obviously is wasting my dollars.
The Obama administration's chief law enforcement officer in North Dakota spoke to the Gay Pride parade on Sunday and said the following. For the last 11 days, folks on the east side of the river, meaning Minnesota, have had the right to marry who they love. North Dakotans don't have that civil right. That's wrong. Should this be the cause du jour of the top law enforcement official in the state of North Dakota? The top federal law enforcement.
Federal law enforcement. Yeah, the question I've got is, why is there so much attention paid on such a small segment of society? I mean, it really is a minority. And the coverage that it receives doesn't warrant the population involved.
Well, yeah, that is
supporting minorities, and everybody has their place, and is a lifestyle for me? Absolutely not. But hey, let them get married. And I don't know why there's so much time and energy put into something that affects so few people.
It's an agenda.
It is.
It's another one that the mainstream media is obsessed with.
Gee, maybe if we put in half of that energy into an agenda that would make a difference. Hey, how about racial tensions? How about anything? It doesn't warrant the energy that's put in and the time that's put in to cover that small segment. Does it deserve some attention? Yes. Does it deserve the attention it gets? No. There's other places that time and energy could be used that would be more effective.
That topic and all the rest, plus, by the way, Jared Brockman, who is a NDSU, Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute expert on terror threats, on the latest terror threat. Get a local perspective on a national issue. All come up on What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment, Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Keeping it on till it is still strong. Rolling till the nighttime blazes on. All along I keep singing.
When did this record of yours come out, Mark?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's so happy to jump so high. I think I hurt my thigh.
I wasn't aware your new rap album came out.
Well,
is that rap? Or is that just happy?
It's just happy Jamaican.
Happy Jamaican.
Happy Jamaican. They got that rhythm. It's very happy.
I see.
I wrote one song in that genre.
Did you really?
Once I did, yes. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yes.
Hi, friends. Scott Hannon here along with Mark Skoger. Both the What's on Your Mind preview coming up. This is the What's on Your Mind preview. What's on Your Mind with Steve Bockett and I and your phone calls after the top of the hour. Joe Egan will be here. He plays Teddy Roosevelt in Medora.
He's great.
And he's going to take your calls, and we're going to get Teddy's take on the issues of the day. So what would Teddy do? That's the big question. If you want to know, you can call in. Dr. Jared Brockman will be here, author of Global Jihadism. He's an internationally recognized Al-Qaeda specialist, author, and public lecturer. Former graduate fellow at the CIA Counterterrorist Center, former director of research at West Point's Combating Terrorism Center, and now he's a research fellow at the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute at NDSU. We're going to talk with him about the latest terror threats and the chatter from Al-Qaeda.
Shutting down all of those embassies, pretty amazing. It had to be something fairly pressing.
I often on the weekend meander my way over to C-SPAN and their book TV, which is actually on C-SPAN too, because you get more than a soundbite on a book. And there was a gentleman that wrote a pretty interesting book. I'd never heard of him before, but about the Muslim Brotherhood. It about scares the living daylights out of you. And, you know, we hear about him, obviously, because of what's going on in Egypt, but I think if we were to ask 100 people, what's a bigger threat, Al-Qaeda or the Muslim Brotherhood, they wouldn't see a link. They'd see it as different sects. But it really is, you know, I mean,
they are committed to the violent overthrow of Israel,
right.
The extinction of it, the very leadership
of the world.
But starting with Israel, and then we're the great Satan. So
yeah.
The two great enemies. However they can undermine us and overthrow us. And now today we're having Al Jazeera starting an American program. Al Jazeera TV. It'll just be nonstop
propaganda.
Nothing but it.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, I'm going to have that author on soon because very educational. Good stuff.
Doesn't that sound like it almost sounds like an insurance company. You know, there's Lutheran Brotherhood and Catholic Brotherhood, and there's different brotherhoods. And Muslim Brotherhood, they're a whole different group of people.
Yeah, and, you know, I think we tend to just sort of tune it out, you know. I mean, we just, that's over there, it's a long ways away, just, you know. But pay attention. That's all I'll say. Inform yourself. We'll do our part to help. But know the threats that are out there, and that one is a doozy that I don't think it's gotten the attention that it should. All right. More on that next hour in the What's on Your Mind program. Right now, let's talk sports. Your Twins had a pretty good weekend.
3 out of 4 against their former nemesis, Chicago White Sox, who are floundering this year. They got 19 runs in 4 games, all of them propelled by homers, 11 homers. Pretty neat. Even Joe got his ninth home run. He's batting 351 over there in career in U.S. Cellular Field. Dozier was pretty smiley as well, popped his 11th. And Correa pitched like a champ. You know, he hasn't made it past the third inning for a couple of starts. So that was encouraging. Tonight we get another look at Elbers, a rookie that held Kansas City at bay. Kansas City's just been ripping us up this year, but he went to Kansas City and pitched 8 1/3 shutout innings.
As a rookie,
and he is going against a very good rookie, Salazar, from Cleveland tonight, so that's exciting. The Twins, but they did something sad. They traded away Jimmy Carroll, and he's been playing great. Second base, third base, wherever they put him, he's been hitting wonderful. He's only a few hits short of his 1,000th. 39-year-old, just solid. And this for some cash or a player to be named later, and here he has been really the glue in our infield. It bothers me. Gave him to Kansas City, the team that's ahead of him, right ahead of him in the standings. And it's sort of a give-up thing because Jamie Carroll is a really solid pro and great in the clubhouse, a great mentor to the young players. I think it was dumb, and so I'm irked about the Jamie Carroll trade.
You are.
I'm irked.
You're obviously irked about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But a funny man, a droll man on the course, but a funny man off the course, Duffner, Mr. Duffnerism, won a major tournament. And kind of a palooka.
What's a palooka?
Well, the paloocas were the guys that would help you beef up your record. They're the guys that got knocked out by everybody when, you know, they were the palooka. It'd be somebody would be in contention who's, remember all these guys would have records of 20-0? Well, 19 of them would be against paloocas before. So, you know, Duffner was considered sort of a duffer.
Little Sisters of the Poor deal.
Yeah. And he had one other chance to win a major, and he blew a 4-shot lead. And they thought that maybe he's in his 30s. Maybe his mind wasn't good. But he plodded along and really took control and won the PGA Championship. Meanwhile, Tiger floundered in his 18th straight assault on a major championship. The week before, he won by 7 strokes. It is clearly a mental thing. He is definitely feeling the pressure as Jack's record of 18 majors looms more and more impossible. Tiger is floundering mentally, yet he's won 5 tournaments this year. He's, you know, in 5 weeks, he's been unbeatable.
I root for him to flounder.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Mm-hmm.
Well,
you're dismissing my.
No, I kind of agree with you. He swearing and screaming, and he's so wound up, so tight. I wish he'd just lighten up and enjoy himself a little bit. You know, there's Lefty Mickelson, who didn't have a great round. Of course, he recently won the British, but Lefty smiles and Duffner doesn't curse, and they have deportment. They have deportment. Now, Ponder, on the other hand, is something to ponder. The Houston football team is a pretty good outfit, and they doubled our score and beat us. And Ponder, he's got some challenges. He does. And we're missing Harvin. You know, Harvin, but now Harvin got hurt. So probably, and it sounded like our doctor knew there was a hip issue, a pretty big one. But we got some challenges. But it's preseason, you know, and we'll see. You got some really strong improvements. They got a much wider receiving core, and that's encouraging anyway. Redhawks keep winning. They beat Kansas City. I wish we could handle Kansas City like the Redhawks handle them. They are now 8.5 games in first place with only 20 games to play. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. If you want to see a champ play, folks, they are really, really playing some great baseball. Just great. And Mr. Duffner won $1.445 million for his stroll around the meadow.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
What's that you think he puts in his pocket?
Well, they have a policy of tipping their caddies extravagantly. I heard 10%.
Yeah, they got a percentage.
You know, which would be $140,000. And then, depending on where he lives as far as tax goes, that'll be kind of an interesting factor.
And travel's not cheap.
No.
But you got to think that's a, you know, it's a lotto like weekend.
It's a big day.
Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. It's a big day. Have you won the lotto lately?
No.
No.
No. It was nice at least to see a Minnesotan win, though. At least it was in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Fellow from down there in Anoka County.
Did he have a press conference?
He did. The day after.
Was he generous?
Yeah, it was very nice. It was a nice little deal. It was split three ways, you know, the big one. Two New Jersey folks and one in Minnesota. And this guy had joked with his family all along that he was going to win the lotto someday. They all thought he was crazy, and here he did. But it was nice. It was neat. When you say generous, he didn't give you or I any. Is that what you meant?
Well, we're not a charitable, you know, organization.
He said he wanted to do some good.
That's great.
He didn't know what exactly yet, but.
That's great.
He said he wasn't going to be one of those people that said he was going to keep working either.
Is he going to keep working?
No.
No.
That's what I'm saying. He's
how old a fellow was he?
40-ish. Yeah.
So his share would be like $50 million or $80 million or something? Net?
Yeah, I think he did the cash-out thing, so he's got 50-some million. Yeah, not bad.
Where would you go? If you could go one place in the world and the money wasn't an object, where would you go to Rome?
Probably, yeah.
I think so. You're jealous of your son, aren't you?
Well, I just liked it. I always wanted to go there.
I think you were really happy for Alex going there.
I'm not I've never been to Europe. Been over to Hawaii with some listeners to check out Pearl Harbor. That was the biggest trip off over a pond, part of the Pacific. But not the other way. Not the Atlantic.
I got to go to Hawaii one time, and I left at sunset, LAX, and stayed in the sunset for 2 hours. It was a most magnificent sunset, and the plane was moving, you know, moving west, and it was tremendous array of just enormous range of colors, magenta and oranges and yellows, and stuck in a sunset. The stewardess came along and said, "Why don't you shut your windows? There's nothing to see out here." And I said, "Are you kidding me?
No,
greatest sunset of my life, and I'm stuck in it for 2 hours." Landed in Honolulu, and people were raving about the sunset. I said, "You have no idea. I lived in it for the last 2 hours."
That's pretty cool.
It's funny. I mean, that had to be kind of a hallucinogenic thing. I've never taken LSD or anything, but that it felt just, it was extremely exuberant in my brain.
Mark will be taking the microphone for the Common Sense Club a little later on. He'll be back in the saddle today.
It's good to be back.
This thing in history, you're going to talk about World War II ending on August 15th, 1945?
Yes, sir.
How about that? A little piece of history.
The greatest generation, folks. We're losing these great, great heroes. Hundreds a day. It was thousands. And, folks, if you know one, and... They have a history. They're a living history book. Pry it out of them, because they're the reason the world is still mostly free.
Mark Skogerbo, Mark the Freedom Poet. That's the sports. I'll check weather for you next. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Hey, Scott Hennen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests The soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Youngevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
All I've been blessed with in this life, there was an emptiness in me. I was imprisoned by the power of gold. With one honest touch, you set me free. Let the world stop turning, let the sun stop burning, let them tell me love's not worth.
And we are back for our final segment of the What's on Your Mind preview hour on this Monday, the 12th of August. We always make sure we tell you how the weather's going to do. And supposedly, we might have a little bit of summer this week. Wouldn't that be nice? I've heard bits and pieces of that. I'm about to delve into the forecast and actually find out if that's true. Before we do, 56 right now in Fargo. In Tioga, it's 57. This doesn't very often happen. It's a balmy 60 in Grand Forks. Gets the warm spot for the day. Ah, I take that back. Dickinson by a degree. 61 in Dickinson. 58. Williston, 56. Jamestown. Minot, 58. Here's the weather forecast. Let's start in the Red River Valley today. Mostly sunny with a high near 79 today. All right, check. That's a summer day. Northwest wind at 3 to 7. Tonight, clear, low around 49 with a north wind at 5 to 8, becoming light and variable after midnight. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 78. Check. That sounds like summer.
calm wind. It's going to pick up to a breezy 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, clear, low around 50. Again, calm winds. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 79. Check. Light southwest wind. Clear Wednesday night, low around 56. Thursday, sunny, high near 82. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low around 60. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 84. All right. 5 days to qualify as summer in the Red River Valley so far. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night. First hint of any proof, which is not going to bode well for growers, is just a slight chance Friday night and a low about 62. Saturday, sunny, a high of 87 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 86. So that looks like a solid week of summer, without any doubt there. Let's see if we can repeat it in the oil patch. Some patchy fog this morning. That should burn off by about 10 a.m. Otherwise, expect a sunny day, a high near 76. All right, given the alternative, we're going to call that summer. And cool in the patch. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 52, east wind around 8 miles an hour. Tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny, high near 77. There you go. That counts. Southeast wind at around 8 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low about 55. Wednesday, sunny, high near 82. There we go. We're going to creep into the 80s and do it a day sooner than we are in the east. Another nice one. Southeast wind around 8 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low 58. Thursday, sunny, high near 84. Another beauty. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low about 60. Friday, sunny, high near 88 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear, low around 62. Are you ready for this? The Boomin' Bakken actually gets a summer Saturday. Sunny and a high near 90 degrees on Saturday. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 62. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 85. That looks really good. Now, the caveat here is I know growers would like some precip mixed in with that dose of warmer weather. And it doesn't look like it's anywhere in sight, at least for the next week. Keep an eye on that, for sure. Again, 56 and clear at this hour in Fargo-Moorhead. Grand Forks, 60 and clear skies. Jamestown, clear at 56. In the oil patch, Tioga, 57. Williston, 58. Minot, 58. Dickinson, 61 at this hour. Here's a question I've been trying to finish, post on Facebook for you, which I will momentarily hear. U.S. Attorney Tim Purdon, the top law enforcement official in North Dakota, says for the last 11 days, folks on the east side of the river have had the right to marry who they love. North Dakotans don't have that civil right. That's wrong. Do you agree? And do you want on-the-fly questions are tough. Here's what I want to ask, but I just have to do it a little more succinctly than do you want. Is this the kind of activity you want your U.S. attorney involved? Is what I'm trying to say. And it's one of the topics we'll tackle on the program today. And we're going to dig into food stamp numbers a little bit. Really alarming, Fox News did last night. Guests include the man who plays Teddy Roosevelt in Medora. What's Teddy's take on the news of the day? We're going to find out. Plus, Dr. Jared Brockman will be here. He is a terrorist expert, research fellow at the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute at NDSU. All coming up. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.